Roddy, Ben Racing.
Welcome to the Dogcast for Greyhound Racing SA. Visit grsa.com.au.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Dogcast, Greyhound Racing SA's podcast for the South Australian greyhound racing industry. My name is Diane Domanovic and I'll be one of your hosts today. I'm joined in the studios today once again by Greyhound Racing SA's racing manager Sean Matheson and race caller Tim Edwards.
G'day Diane, great to be here again for another Dogcast episode, and it's great to have Tab Radio's one of his premier race callers, Tim Edwards, on board again for this week, and another big week, Tim, in Greyhound Racing NSA.
Yeah, certainly is, Sean. Hello to you, hello to Di, hello everyone, and looking forward to talking about all things Greyhound Racing in South Australia this week. Looking forward to it, guys.
Coming up in today's Dogcast, we will review the State of Origin match series and look toward the Adelaide Cup heats on Thursday night. We'll have a chat with GRSA's chairman, Mr. Grantley Stevens, who's kindly made it into the studios today. And in the lead up to the Adelaide Cup, we'll once again look back at one of our favourite Adelaide Cup wins.
The Week in Review.
Week in Review, brought to you by Chase's Restaurants, All You Can Eat Buffet, only $30 every Thursday night at Angle Park, only at the Dogs. Sean, last Thursday night was an absolutely cracking night at Angle Park.
Oh, absolutely. We kicked off the inaugural State of Origin match race series, SA versus Victoria. To have a match race series in SA, I mean, it's been pretty big interstate with the Speedstar in Victoria, but we put our own flavour to it, and it was fantastic to see the SA Dogs take on the Vics. And Tim, we got one over on the Vics. We clean swept them.
Yeah, well, we sat here last week, Sean. We said that South Australia looked on paper as if they would potentially win 4-0, and that's exactly what happened. And look, it was a fantastic night. A lot of talk on track about the series itself and the box vision, which we'll touch on shortly. But let's have a look at the results last week, if you missed it. Nations, of course, was the overall winner, Sean. He ran 29.55. Now, he was absolutely superb. He actually began really fast, which I don't think many people thought he would, but he got the result. He finished overall winner at 29.55. Springbridge, who you sat here last week, Sean, and said would probably win the event, he ran 29.56, so very, very close to Nations time-wise. Honcho Minelli ran third at 29.57, and then there was a gap away to Canley Jett. And the best of the Victorians, Sean, was Degani, who ran second, of course, in his heat, but he was the best of the Victorians.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, track knowledge does help the South Australians here, and one-on-one racing, certainly the four greyhounds that represented SA, suited by the format, very strong at the end. But being in a two-dog race, they were able to jump quickly, a lot quicker than expected, as you mentioned. And to be in front of some quality Victorian greyhounds, and that was going to be hard to beat on the home soil. I mean, the reality of the series, for some of these interstate dogs, it's their first look at the track. So the SA dogs have that advantage. But to beat quality dogs like Degani and Bernardo, just a special mention to the Victorian trainers who did come across to make the series a success. Unfortunately, they haven't sort of came back for the Adelaide Cup, but the likes of Bill McMahon, who had to travel 3 hours the other side of Melbourne to come to SA. So it's like an 11-hour drive on the way here. Fantastic effort. But what a fantastic lead-up into our Adelaide Cup coming up in this week, because our SA chances have just increased greatly with the results from the match race series. And you spoke about how close it was. It was really quite dramatic. And credit to you, Tim, your race call was terrific. And just on that, how do you find with calling just two dogs in a match race?
Well, Sean, it brought me back to calling the Athletics, because obviously we do that in the summertime as well. And sometimes you get a field of, you know, three or four runners running in a sprint over 800 metres. Now, it was a little bit different last Thursday night. We had a field of two, so you had to try and make it as exciting as you possibly could. I really enjoyed calling it. It was really exciting for me calling the event and to get close finishes. And as far as when we were looking at the time on the board, it was sort of upstairs looking at the judge and looking at the cameraman and working out what the time was going to be coming in at. When we saw Springbridge lob 29.56, just at, you know, 0.1 of a second behind Nations, who got the overall result, it was really exciting. And I think the most exciting thing of the night was the competition was great. People were talking about it everywhere, even on social media. And just talking about Honcho Minelli, look, he ran third overall, but I think what was interesting of the night, he blew in the markets. Now, prior to the event, Degani was heavily backed during the day to beat Honcho Minelli in his match race. But then the overall result, Degani was certainly well-fancied and started the fixed-price favourite. So Honcho Minelli jumped really well. He drew the inside. He's got the inside Thursday night, which we'll talk about a bit later on.
Yeah, as you said, they swapped in the market, which was quite unbelievable for Honcho being such a brilliant dog at Angle Park. But there was only 0.02 separating the top three place getters, which created absolute excitement. And just on that, we introduced South Australia, introduced In the Box Vision, which also had State of Origin colours and rugs. First time that we've actually done that live onto Sky Racing. So, again, South Australia ahead of the curve in relation to what we're doing. We were the first to have the Behind the Boxes camera, which is now just stock standard everywhere in Australia. But to have it inside the boxes. Tim, what was your thoughts on it and the reaction? I mean, we were really pleased with the way it all worked out, the look and feel of it. What was your thoughts on that?
It was fantastic, Sean. And as I said, social media after the event, when I got home later that night, there was so much talk on social media about the box vision. It was just absolutely outstanding. It just added something different, I guess, to the everyday Greyhound meeting. Really exciting. A lot of people saying that, you know, can't we do it at Adelaide Cup time? Obviously, it's a little bit harder when you've got eight Greyhounds compared to two in an actual race. But the box vision, absolutely outstanding. I put a few things on social media myself just saying how good it actually was. And it got people talking about not only Greyhound racing, but Greyhound Racing South Australia, Sean, and as you said, we like to initiate these sort of things, and we do it very well.
Yeah, a credit to our AV team, did a great job. We had to light the box up on the inside, and it's also a credit to the trainers who put their dogs in the series. They were aware that this is what we were doing. They're all for promoting the sport, and so they got right behind it. It was really interesting. The very first one, which was Honcho versus Degani, and Degani crouched right down, ready to go, and Honcho was up and down in the box. Yeah. It was quite interesting, and sometimes that's probably why he can miss the kick sometimes, whether he's up or down. So really, I said, we like to be in SA innovative. We think this will catch on nationwide. Unfortunately, we can't patent these ideas, no. Tim. It would be nice. But look and feel, it's just a great promotional aspect leading into our big racing in the coming weeks. Mm. But there wasn't... That wasn't the only thing that was happening over the last few weeks. We also had the Country Cup.
Yeah.
We had the final two heat winners.
Yeah, we certainly did. Strathalbyn last Friday, we had Farman, who ran 31.82, was just able to hold off its rivals over the concluding stages, but got the job done for Lauren Harris. And Sunday night, what a fabulous finish by Rico Ricchetta. She came flashing home. She ran 31.21 and just nailed the inside dog right on the line. So Rico Ricchetta is our Gawler Country Cup winner of the heat, Strathalbyn, Farman. And then, of course, last week we spoke about Mad Gambia. Hutch and Paraphernalia both won their heats down there. And Tarwin Park and Crimson Sally both won their heats at Port Augusta. So we are looking forward to it, Sean. We're only a week away from it now. The final of that Country Cup series, $5,000 to the winner. That's on Adelaide Cup night.
Yeah, Adelaide Cup night. It's going to add to, again, the Group 1 final, which is going to be outstanding for the night. Another reason to get there. But to have these dogs representing our country tracks throughout South Australia on our pinnacle night is going to be fantastic for connections and the trainers of these greyhounds.
Certainly will. That's been the week in racing in South Australia.
Faster than a speeding chew toy. More powerful than a hungry beagle. Able to leap tall kennels in a single bound.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's a super greyhound. Watch them fly at the 2018 Greyhound Racing Adelaide Cup, where the cash and prizes can be yours for the taking. Friday, October 12 at Angle Park. Gates open at 5:30, racing from 6:20. Gold coin entry with a superhero theme for the kiddos. Visit grsa.com.au. Only at the dogs.
Gamble responsibly.
The preview.
The preview is brought to you by SA Greyhound Tips Twitter feed. Free tips for the SA Metro Greyhound meetings. Search at the Dogs SA on Twitter and get on board. As always, gamble responsibly.
Well, we've got five heats, Sean, on Thursday night. It's going to be a sensational night at Angle Park. We've got five heats of the UBET Adelaide Cup. And we start off in race number two. It's heat number one. And at this early stage, markets have gone up already, Sean. Nations has drawn box number five, and he has opened up the favourite at $2.30. It's only early in the week. Vital Force, the Victorian Greyhound. Now, he actually ran 29.47 last start. He was beaten and ran that sort of time in Victoria. He's opened up at 3.20, drawn the red. And Notorious Mac at $4.40, drawn the pink. Looks a great way, great race to start the heats.
Yeah, great way to kick it off. Nations, it's a six-dog field, so Nations does get his opportunity in a field than what he did last week. Should get a nice run across with Alicante Boucher, who's been going terrific for Ben Rawlings and did win Classic Prelude on Monday night. But yeah, the Victorians, Vital Force, drawn the red, has got high speed, and it was in a tough race when it ran third, so you'd expect that greyhound to go very well. And Notorious Mac, again, looks a strong performer and can run time. Going to be a wide open series here, Tim, and obviously with only five heats, the fastest winners and sorry, the winners and then the three fastest seconds will go through. So yes, you want to be winning to guarantee yourself a spot, but if it's a fast heat, which I think pretty much all of them are going to be fast heats, you get your opportunity if you find a little bit of bad luck along the way. So a really good one to kick it off. Definitely would think Nations, small field suits and track sense, but Vital Force was a terrific run. It's drawn to lead, and so I think he's going to be hard to toss.
Well, he ran, as I said, 29.47 in a losing event last start at Sandown, so I'm making an early prediction. I think Vital Force will firm right in the markets and will start close to favourite with Nations come start time on Thursday night. Heat number two, we see Fabwick drawn the red. She's come up the favourite at $2. Aston Kometo at $2.80, and they clearly dominate. Next best, Menzali number six at $7. Looks a race in two. For mine, Sean, Fabwick leads. Aston Kometo sits probably third the fence, and I think Aston Kometo can run Fabwick down.
Yeah, I think you've read that pretty right, Tim. I probably does relate on Aston Kometo how close he can be. We saw in the Derby series recently that brilliant closing speed from this greyhound, but he can get a little bit lost early. And if he can, if he is third, I mean, he won by 11 lengths last start in a fantastic return to form, but he did drop out last. And he, to be fair, he beat Cinnamon Rose in Victoria. And he probably should be winning by a big space against those sorts of greyhounds. But he did need luck in that. And I think he still needs luck. But Fabwick, we know how brilliant this greyhound is, but it does want to roll away from the fence. So, again, I think if Aston Kometo is close enough, he's definitely going to be the dog to beat, I think. But he can get a little bit lost and find himself a long way back. And there is speed in the race with the likes of Bogey Bullet and Menzali out wide. Can maybe put Aston Kometo back a little bit further. But again, it's almost like a match race, really, on paper, if things work out. And you know, certainly the last section is going to be really interesting with Fabwick probably up in the front and Aston Kometo trying to run home.
Yeah, I think there'll be money for Aston Kometo. I think he'll firm up from that opening price of $2.80. Heat number three. Interesting heat, this one. Opening the favourite is Spring Bridge at $2.70, number 7 for South Australia. $3.80 Smart Knocker, the dog from the southeast at Mount Gambier. Zipping English drawn the red at $4.40. And then you've got Real Simple. I think this dog is massive overs already. It's opened at $6.50. Let's not forget, this dog ran 29.61 at Sandown Park. Zipping English solo trialled at Angle Park last Thursday night. It's drawn the red. It's solo trialled at $29.94. It's going to have to go quicker to win this heat. I think Real Simple's the value at $6.50 at this stage.
Yeah, Tim, when you read that out to me at $6, that's quite amazing.
Massive.
The Thompson camp, who've won the Adelaide Cup on a number of occasions, they know it takes a dog with speed, and if he can lead, it goes a long way to winning an Adelaide Cup. And there's no doubt Real Simple is in very, very good form. And in reviewing some of his performances recently, he's got brilliant speed. So I think that's what they're looking at with this greyhound. So if it led, I think it would be very, very hard to run down. Probably one of the more open heats. Fantastic to see Zipping English on the comeback trail. Ran in the series last year for Matt Lanigan from Victoria. But certainly the likes of Smart Knocker for SA and Spring Bridge. The performance of Spring Bridge last week was terrific in clear going. Smart Knocker showed through the Derby series he's a very progressive greyhound. And Tracy Price from the southeast got a high opinion of this dog.
Yeah.
So, and he's got good speed out as well. So be a bit of an interesting charge to the first turn, but one of the more open heats, I think.
Heat number four, the favourites opened up as $3.60, equally number one, Canley Jet. Six Chief Sidekick has opened up $3.60 as well. And Alpha Rayon, $3.70. He's my selection for the race already, number eight, Alpha Rayon. He's jumping better than he ever has. He's strong over the concluding stages. I think he's found his right heat here.
Yeah, and he's got his right box, I would think, out in box eight. Hopefully clear going for the Rawlings team. We'll see the absolute best of Alpha Aeon, and I think that's what everyone wants to see. And if he produces that, he'll be very hard to hold out. I do like Chief Sidekick for Darren Brown. Both those Chiefs dogs, and we'll talk about Chiefs Empire in the next heat, they have trialled at Angle Park in a box-to-box and ran two quick first sectionals. And again, reviewing their form in the state, they've raced against high-quality greyhounds, and they have speed. Again, it's Adelaide Cup's a type of race. If you can lead, it goes a long way to winning. But there is speed in the race. Windmill Hazel come out. We saw Kenley Jet. Probably won't come out as quick, but very strong at the end for SA. And there's some nice progressive dogs like Gameface and Gemtree Dynamo looks to be shooting a bit above the where she is at the moment. But the way she's in, she's got a chance. But Alfrayan, Drawn Well, and Chief Sidekick, I think, are the main two.
Yep, and heat number five to wrap things up. Honcho Minnelli, the favourite, drawn the red at 260. And Chief's Empire, you touched on him. He's at 270, drawn box four. Modus Operandi, the New South Wales visitor, at $5. But look, if Honcho jumps like he did in the match race, he'll be very hard to beat if he leads. But I'm not sure if he can jump as quickly as that. But if he can, and he can hold out the likes of Chief's Empire, he'll win.
Yeah, agreed. If he can lead, he'll just win. It does worry me, box one with Honcho Minnelli. As I say, jumping better than ever. I think the likes of Pure Ability, Chief's Empire show speed. Modus Operandi, terrific to have that greyhound here from New South Wales. Been going great in New South Wales through the Million Dollar Chase series here in SA for the Group 1. But again, Honcho Minnelli, he doesn't have to lead to win.
No.
It would help if he did, but I think track sense will go a long way, and I definitely think he'll either win or run second and put himself into the Group 1, but I think he's a little bit of a risk from the inside, as you mentioned, Tim.
Yeah, five wonderful heats coming up. For those who want my best bet on the program, race 11, number 2, Emily Nolan. I think he'll win Thursday night. He's drawn to get the right run. He'll get home hard, and he's got the quickest PB in the race. So he's my best. That's the look at the Adelaide Cup heats, the five of them on Thursday night. Can't wait.
Now the kids are all at school, I was wanting a fur baby to keep me company. But we're always away during school holidays. Then one of the school mums told me about Gap SA's foster care program. Not kids! That ship has sailed. Adorable retired greyhounds. They give unconditional love without back chat or needing extra pocket money. Now I'm the one getting pocket money. Yep, Greyhound Adoption Program SA give me everything I need, including a weekly payment. It's only a 6-week commitment. Check it out, gapsa.org.au. Best thing I ever did.
The interview.
As mentioned earlier, we have GRSA's chairman, Mr. Grantley Stevens, in the studio today. Welcome to the Dogcast, Grantley.
Thank you, Diane.
I will ask the first question, if I may. Now, you've been on the board since July 2013, is that correct?
It is, yes.
And then, obviously, earlier this year, you took over the role as chairman. Talk to us about what you love about the greyhound racing industry.
Well, certainly that time's flown since July 2013. I suppose what attracted me initially was the diversity, and that includes, obviously, the racing aspect, a few food and bev function areas, and we're about to embark on an exciting project out at Gawler, so I really want to be involved with that.
All right, Grant Lee, we'll touch on that shortly. As Diane said there, you've been the chairman since March this year. You've been on the board since 2013. How do you think GRSA is sitting right now from the time when you joined the board in 2013 to where we are right now?
I'd like to think, Tim, we're in a better place. And obviously, part of the board's position is always to make sure that GRSA is very strong. But right at this moment, we've got a very strong balance sheet. We're about to complete an exciting project at Murray Bridge, no doubt we'll touch on a bit later on. And excitingly for GRSA and racing in general, but our race field revenue is up, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is. That's great news. We'll touch on Murray Bridge, as you said, in just a moment, but let's look back in August this year. Something that came out of nowhere for the participants, but I guess something that you've been working on for a while with the board is Operation Flinders. Now, this was a program, I guess, that where every box one winner in August resulted in. Basically, the end of the result was $16,000 that GRSA donated to this Operation Flinders. Now, if we can touch first of all on the Operation Flinders part of it. Now, you visited a place earlier this year, Yankanina Station in the far north of South Australia. Tell us about your experience there, and obviously this was something that was deep in your heart.
Yeah, certainly. Well, just to go back, Operation Flinders was about giving a bit back to the community. We certainly want to engage with more and more people in the community, and Operation Flinders was something that we had a close connection to beforehand, both in my work at Next Airways Marshall, but also with GRSA. So we really want to support the program. It is about young kids that perhaps are facing a little bit of difficulty through their schooling. So a few of us had the opportunity to get up to Yankunina Station and do a little bit of talking and mentoring with some of the kids and seeing exactly what does happen up there, which is a terrific program. They rely on a heap of volunteers, and they really do wonders with these kids, which I think is providing fantastic outcomes.
So the program's aimed at 14 to 18-year-olds. Basically, it's an early intervention program, and I guess it's an opportunity for these kids to do a bit of a trek around the north of South Australia and experience life, I guess, in the northern part of South Australia, in the outback.
Correct. And I think the most difficult part is that actually they have no contact with the outside world. So there's no mobile phones, there's no iPads. Some of them took a footy along and they were bouncing the footy around these treks, which were pretty rough, to tell you the truth. They're camping out in the middle of nowhere with their swags. They have to be self-sufficient, so they have to actually cook for themselves. Obviously, water and some of the necessities are provided for, but it really is stripping it right back to the bare. And for them to not only face those conditions, it could be raining, it can be hot, it can be dusty, and obviously the flies and the mozzies can get to you as well. But for them to experience those conditions, have a really good think about where they're at, and it's all about respect, and it's respect for the environment. So at each campsite every night, they leave immaculate, and they move on to the next one, which takes them, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours. And these kids are fighting the elements. They've got their boots on, blisters, dragging each other. But at the end of the day, they end up helping each other as a team. And I suppose that's what I love about sport. It comes back down to a team. And as we see in all sports, it's about respect. And they really do learn everything about respect.
Location of Yankunina Station, for those of you, even myself included, whereabouts is it?
Well, it's about an hour and a half's drive outside of Lee Creek, further north.
Right.
So it really is in the middle of nowhere.
Very
northern part of the Flinders.
Yeah, definitely. So, and obviously $16,000 was raised by GRSA.
Fantastic, yeah.
Which is super, isn't it? Yeah, box one.
Absolutely.
Who came up with the idea of box one?
I think that was Diane. I'll give her the credit anyway, but I'll give that to Diane. Well done, Diane.
Yeah,
thank you. It was my idea. Obviously, we wanted to raise as much money as we could. So if we had to choose, you know, any box, you'd choose number one for sure, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. So that was the Operation Flinders back in August. Some exciting times ahead. We've got the Adelaide Cup, of course, this week. But what about Murray Bridge? We spoke to Scott last week. It's coming along really well. Great new initiative by GRSA. What's your feeling so far?
Well, first of all, I think Murray Bridge will be absolutely exciting for the industry. Once again, it's all about engagement with the community there. Obviously, we're going to get, I think, a fair few more participants. A lot of things are happening in the Murray Bridge area, obviously with Tail and Bend and On the Run with their exciting racetrack as well. I'd like to feed off the bit of back of that. But if we can really engage, I think the Murray Bridge community is going to be right behind us. We're going to have a fantastic new track. Talking about innovation, I heard in an earlier segment, but we think this is going to be the safest track. We're going to have two tracks there. So we're going to have the one turn track, but also the straight track. And I think the straight track's going to be for some exciting racing and hopefully for some really exciting vision, which I think will help race fields.
And we cover basically everyone there. We've got Angle Park, we've got in basically the city, we've got Gawler out north, and then, of course, we've got the Murray Bridge area covered by the new Murray Bridge track.
And we've got Mount Gambier as well, which is going really well.
And Mount Gambier, which is absolutely flying. Of course, Smart Knocker in one of the heats from Mount Gambier on Thursday night in the Adelaide Cup. So all seemingly going very well. You mentioned something earlier, Grant, about Gawler. You might have let the cat out the bag there. What's happening there?
Oh, no. With Gawler, when I first got involved, I was really excited about the facility they were going to try to embark on at Gawler. Pleasingly, we did get through that period. Now that is up and running, I think we get great crowds there on Sundays and during the week. And I think it's really helped the community in Gawler. And we're just really pleased that we have a really top facility for our patrons out there at Gawler. So as you said, Tim, to have Gawler pretty well stitched up, Angle Park's a fantastic facility, and we're going to have the safest track in Australia, hopefully with Murray Bridge.
Yeah.
I think it augurs well for everybody.
And those listeners out there that don't know much about Grant Lee Stevens, of course, you're a man of many trades, Grant Lee, of course, joining the board, we said, since 2013. You also do some work with the Port Adelaide Footy Club. You're on the finance committee there with Port Adelaide. Are you an accountant by trade as well? Is that
yes,
your,
yeah, I'm a chartered accountant. Yep. So I head up our business services section with Next Airways Marshall here in Adelaide. And I've been fortunate enough for the last 19 years to be involved with the finance committee at the Port Footy Club. So we've seen our ebbs and lows through that period. Obviously, 2018 is probably a little bit disappointing, but...
Don't go there.
We'll certainly look forward to an exciting 2019, that's for sure.
Yeah, certainly on the field, probably not much to brag about, but good things to come, I'm sure. Grantley, thank you for your time this morning on the Dogcast, and so many things to look forward to moving forward. But of course, the Adelaide Cup Thursday night, can't wait.
Can't wait. Thanks, Tim. Cheers.
Thanks, Grantley. The Flashback. So we look back last week at Ernie Bungaro winning the Adelaide Cup from a few years ago. We're about to have a listen to the Fernando Bale win back in 2015. It was a special event because by winning this event, he exceeded the $1 million in prize money.
Put them in. In fact, that's happening now. Second row being placed away. Fernando Bale, $1.35. Here we go. Green light on. Classic Triple M Adelaide Cup. Ready to gun. Racing now, Fernando Bale away fairly, he's trying to muster, booting up Lachlan Brown, the champ went bang though, and he raced to the lead, Fernando Bale. Lachlan Brown through to second, three lengths away, then Kader Shea, Waymore's Blues, Shared Equity joining in, then came Kiss the Hawk, Secret Spell, last of all Mobius, you can already hear the crowd clapping, he's five in front, Fernando Bale, of Lachlan Brown, Shared Equity, he's the pin-up boy of Greyhound Racing in the world, and he's just about to exceed the $1 million, Fernando Bale. Wins the cup. Second, Lachlan Brown. Third placing is Kader Shea. Waymore's Blues fourth, and Shed Equity ran fifth. Then came Kiss the Hawk. Well back was Mobius, and Secret Spell was last in. Wow, look at the time. 29.20 for the champ.
Yeah, 29.20. Simply outstanding. And Sean, if you could hear the noise in the background, I was calling that night, and it certainly made me get right alive before the event because everyone expected him to win. He ran a sizzling time. He broke the $1 million in prize money, and you could just hear the crowd roaring as they entered the back straight.
Oh, for sure. It was fantastic. Haven't heard a roar like that ever at Angle Park. It was terrific. Off the back straight, it was fantastic. A great call by you, Tim, by the way. But the level of expectation for him chasing the $1 million on the night and for him to do it, it was just fantastic. And again, the crowd was in raptures, really. It was a brilliant performance.
Yeah, it was exciting calling the race and just listening to it then and just put shivers down your spine again. Wonderful win for Fernando Bale back in 2015, Di.
And that is all we have for today. Thanks for listening to the Dogcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. As always, we've always had a great time putting it together. Thanks to my co-hosts, Tim and Sean. See you all next week.